Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today is Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week we've been talking, as part of our series on the Book of Acts, about pioneers and pork. Been a funny week this week because of the strange title, but this was actually a more important topic than a lot of people probably realized. Because Christians, by and large, unless they came from Judaism, don't even think about this question today. Why it is that we disregard certain laws from the Old Testament, like the dietary laws about not eating pork and so on, until somebody confronts them with it and says that Christians are hypocrites because they believe the Bible to be true but don't follow certain rules. So it's important that we looked at this topic to really understand that that wasn't just an arbitrary decision. So we're going to take some time, as usual, to pray and reflect about our topic for the week. I will suggest some things you can pray for. I'll leave you a pause to pray for those things yourself. And if you've never prayed before and you're nervous about what that means, it's really just talking to God. And so I will give you that space to talk to God, either out loud if you're able to, or just in your own thoughts, if that's more appropriate wherever you are. We'll start though with a time of silence where you can just kind of focus your thoughts on God. We'll start by addressing our prayers to the God who created everything and everyone that we know, God who is a God of grace and love, who portrays himself first as community. Community of love that pours out so much that it overflows into God creating a world to love and be loved. Well, now let's confess that at times, though, we don't follow God's lead and we put up barriers or we allow other barriers, whether they're religious or cultural or language or other things, we let those barriers divide us from other human beings. And they can even prevent us from sharing the good news about Jesus Christ with others. Let's think of all the ways we might have done that and confess the specific ways to God right now. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's give thanks that God didn't let barriers stand in his way. He came to us human beings despite all the barriers we put up that were keeping us distant from God. God came to us anyway, broke through all those barriers, particularly the one that was separating us most from him, sin and death. He broke through that barrier and came to us all the same. That was grace. God showed us grace. He saved us all by his grace, whether we are of Jewish origin or not, whether we eat pork or not, God saves us by grace. Well, now in supplication, let's ask God to help us cross barriers, to share good news with others. Ask God to help us live by grace, saved by grace, showing grace to others. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. I'll see you next week. But in the meantime, please take a day of rest over the weekend. It's really important. God did it, so we can do it too. So day of rest. And then Sunday, take a day of community. A day with friends, family, and especially Christian community. And if you're in the Ajax area, I want you to know we are starting a brand new Christian community this fall for families who want to stay together, worship God together, be a family together, even when they're at church. There's going to be more information about that coming, but I thought I'd give you the heads up now. Have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.